with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has designated cartels and gangs in Latin America as foreign terrorist organizations.
The Trump administration is designating 8 cartels and criminal gangs in Latin America as foreign terrorist organizations. The notice lists some of the most powerful cartels in Mexico, including the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel. It also lists the Salvadoran MS-13 gang and the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, which has become a political talking point for American right-wing politicians pushing for an immigration crackdown. The groups are involved in drug trafficking, migrant smuggling, and violent turf wars, but they're more focused on raking in money than political, like most terrorist organizations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the groups pose a risk to U.S. national security, foreign policy, and economic interests.
Correspondent Megan Yanetsky reporting. The Trump administration orders a halt to New York City's congestion pricing toll. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Making good on a campaign promise, President Trump's administration ordering a halt to congestion pricing in New York City. The controversial toll made most drivers entering Manhattan below 60th Street pay $9 more for trucks. In a letter to Governor Kathy Hochul, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the federal government was rescinding its approval of the program, which he calls a slap in the face to working class Americans and small businesses. Congestion pricing goes to fund the MTA, which says the tolling will continue unless a court orders otherwise. And the agency is suing the government over it. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 71 points. The Nasdaq rose 15, with the S&P 500 up by 14. Oil up to $72.38 a barrel. This is SRN News. The boycott of Target is over.
When the giant retailer announced in 2016 that it would allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing rooms, the American Family Association called on Christians across the country to take their money elsewhere. Now the AFA says it's officially ending the boycott with Target's latest announcement that it is dropping its diversity, equity, and inclusion program. The company has also installed single-occupancy bathrooms and stopped pushing LGBT children's apparel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Canada. Authorities in Montreal say someone painted a swastika on a synagogue over the past weekend. Members of Temple Emmanuel Beth Shalom found the graffiti when they arrived for activities. There's been a spike in anti-Semitic attacks in Montreal over the past year. In December, one synagogue was firebombed for a second time. Shots were also fired at a Jewish school. This is SRN News. A push to ban sugary drinks and candy from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program may soon get a boost from newly arrived Trump administration officials.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins favor stripping such treats from the SNAP program, previously known as food stamps. The $113 billion program helps about 42 million low-income Americans pay for food. Such changes have been proposed many times in past decades, but never approved. This time around, though, policy experts say the day of reckoning may finally have arrived. Rich Thomason reporting.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's deployed National Guard troops to state prisons amid a labor strike by corrections officials. The union says corrections officers and sergeants are picketing or refusing to enter for their shifts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.